Showtime for episode 32 of DVD Marquee. Technically, it's the 33rd episode produced by this over-enthusiastic host who forgot to double-check his show number before taping the last go-round, but you're okay with that, aren't you? Who cares, right? Anyway, we've got three currently popular DVDs to talk about, including Ms. Potter, starring Oscar winner Renee Zellweger, and a pleasant surprise via a collaboration between Walt Disney and Walden Media that I enjoyed so much, it merited me recutting the open to this episode. But first, Academy Award winner Chris Cooper stars as a veteran FBI man suspected of doing the unthinkable against his country, and it's up to an eager young operative to catch him in the act.
In the heart of our nation's capital, at our government's most powerful agency.
This is the biggest case we've ever run.
The most dangerous threat is one of our own. Inspired by the true story of the greatest security breach in U.S. history.
Why don't we just arrest him?
Director wants him caught in the act.
What if he's smarter than I am?
He's smarter than all of us.
In February of 2001, then-United States Attorney General John Ashcroft announced to the world that FBI agent Robert Hansen had been accused of selling top-secret information to the Russians. But that was just the tip of the iceberg. He was also responsible for the deaths of numerous individuals, including two prime KGB agents. And if not for a brave, steely-nerved kid named Eric O'Neill, eager to move up to agent status, who knows how much longer it would have taken the FBI to uncover Hansen's dirty laundry. That's the premise of director Billy Ray's fact-based suspense thriller, Breach, a mesmerizing 2 hours of entertainment that succeeds despite the fact that we know how the movie is going to end. But just like Ron Howard did with Apollo 13, it's all in the way you tell the rest of the story, making the audience forget what's to come. And for a while, Hansen makes it so easy. He's straighter than an arrow, old-school FBI, has a happy marriage, a loving family with grandkids who adore him, a devout Catholic who goes to Mass every day, and the hippest thing he listens to on his car stereo is the Andrews Sisters. And for further evidence, check out this elevator exchange between the veteran and the rookie after they've exchanged greetings with an attractive blonde-haired passenger that's just gotten off.
Beautiful woman. You're married.
I can look, can I?
God expects you to live your faith, Eric, at all times. Besides, I disapprove of women in pantsuits.
You do?
Men wear pants. The world doesn't need any more Hillary Clintons.
Okay, why is it that studios release certain movies at the wrong time? Despite great reviews, Breach pretty much tanked at the box office shortly after Valentine's Day, and I can just see the conversation now between a typical couple at that time. Hey, baby, why don't we go see this? It's got that Ryan Phillippe guy that you had a crush on in that Cruel Intentions movie, and the dude that used to be the president on 24, and that lady that was such a psycho in The Truman Show. No, honey, you promised me we'd go see Words and Music. You know how I love Drew Barrymore. I did what? My little one-man repertory drama for you guys. Thank you very much. But you get the picture, right? I mean, if I had been Captain Universal Entertainment, I would have saved this movie until at least the middle of summer to provide some relief to adult entertainment-starved audiences who needed an alternative to comic book heroes and overrated pirate adventures, you know? But hey, it can still be a means of intelligent escapism from the lights of Spidey and Sparrow in your very own living room via its DVD debut. Great cast, including Laura Linney, who's been a favorite of mine since Truman. I love her. You've also got some terrific character actors, including Dennis Haysbert, Kathleen Quinlan, Gary Cole, and Bruce Davidson. And folks, let me tell you about Ryan Phillippe. I mean, he just blew me away in this film. I've always thought of him as kind of a lightweight and forgettable direct like Cruel Intentions, but Flags of Our Fathers and this back-to-back, welcome to the majors, kid, I gotta tell you. But even in the midst of this amazing cast with talent to burn, Chris Cooper pulls off yet another nomination-worthy performance via his multi-layered portrait of a man who wanted to have it both ways. He could talk the talk and walk the walk, but he just couldn't live it. I wish I could come up with something more original to describe my feelings on Cooper's work here, but for once, I'm speechless. It's just absolutely fantastic. Breach is not only one of 2007's best movies so far, it's actually a pretty spiffy DVD for a single disc. Okay, let's get to the extras. For starters, it's got a terrific jam-packed making-of called Breaching the Truth that gets more details into a 10-minute running time than many a DVD featurette I've seen that struggled to fill time for twice that length. You get a chance to see what a craftsman Chris Cooper is in Anatomy of a Character. There's about 20 minutes of deleted and alternate scenes, including a way different take of the final scene, which I am so glad they rethought, and you'll see what I mean when you check that feature out, and a beyond informative commentary track with director Billy Ray, and the real-life Eric O'Neill, chock full of stories from alterations they had to make for the sake of creativity, and how closely O'Neill worked with Cooper on getting even the most minute things like the way Hansen jangled his keys and the body language he used. It's really a terrific listen. Great movie, superb disc. Breach is available now from Universal Studios Home Entertainment.
Academy Award winner Renee Zellweger, Ewan McGregor, Academy Award nominee Emily Watson.
I don't understand you, Beatrix.
Our daughter is famous, Helen. You're the only person who doesn't know it.
Miss Potter.
7 years ago, when it was announced that Texan-born Renee Zellweger had landed the title role in the film adaptation of British author Helen Fielding's Bridget Jones's Diary, the public outcry from both sides of the pond wasn't favorable. But boy, did the future Oscar winner prove everybody wrong with a flawless accent that left her Lone Star roots behind and delivering a terrific comedic performance to boot. Last year, Zellweger brought that accent out of mothballs, this time portraying a real-life British heroine, a beloved children's book author by the name of Beatrix Potter, who became a groundbreaking figure not just as a writer, storyteller, and illustrator, but as a woman with the courage to break away from her privileged surroundings and be her own person. And the chronicling of that drive is what makes Miss Potter such a terrific movie. It mixes whimsy, enchantment, comedy, and drama so well, and Zellweger's enthusiastic commitment to the material draws you in immediately. She also served as an executive producer, too. After managing to charm a local publishing house into giving her initial story featuring the soon-to-be-legendary Peter Rabbit a shot, she's eventually visited by her publisher, who finds himself instantly smitten. He's portrayed by Zellweger's terrific Down With Love co-star, Ewan McGregor.
I have given your book a great deal of attention. I would like it to look colourful on the shelf so that it stands out from ordinary books.
You have given it some thought. Which other books have you supervised, Mr. Warne?
Personally?
Yes.
This will be my first.
Ah.
They continue to be so cute together. The whole supporting cast is just as notable, especially the wonderful Emily Watson, who steals every scene she's in as McGregor's chatty Kathy of a sister.
I have decided that you and I are going to be friends.
Have you?
Well, Norman tells me that you're unmarried, as am I, and that you're not unhappy about it, and I can't tell you how much that pleases me.
Why can't you talk about the weather like other girls?
Well, all the other unmarried daughters in our circle, and believe me, there are many, they sit around all day gossiping and unaccountably bursting into tears. But you have done something. You've written a book. I warn you, I am prepared to like you very much.
Aside from a couple of slightly risque bits of dialogue and a plot twist that may be a little hard on some younger viewers and the young at heart, Miss Potter is one of those rare PG-rated films I think the whole family can enjoy, with something for everyone. A love story, inspirational salve for the dreamer in all of us, a little rebellion, but in a good way, and cleverly integrated animation that shows that the animals Potter created were more than just fictional characters on a page to her. Technically, the picture quality is exquisite on this DVD, and the sound is just as vibrant as the material. Great score by Nigel Westlake, by the way. Bonuses are extremely well done and informative, including a documentary on Potter that covers a lot of ground that the film didn't have time to explore, including the author's interest in science and how she kept journals on her life written in secret code that took researchers years to decipher. There's a behind-the-scenes featurette showing that the cast and crew were having just as much fun behind the camera as well as in front, and a terrific commentary track from director Chris Noonan. It's a lot of fun to listen to. In fact, he gets off to such a rapid start with a surplus of information in the first 5 minutes alone that I thought he'd used up all his good material in one shot. But happily, that doesn't turn out to be the case. Among the many bits of trivia revealed are Cate Blanchett's original commitment to the role before she had to bow out, and how the film almost became a musical during its developmental stages. So lots of good stuff for you guys to explore beyond the movie. And I wholeheartedly recommend it. It is a supremely delightful film featuring yet another wonderful performance by the fabulous Renee Zellweger.
You can see the whole kingdom from up here. Look at it.
What do we call this place?
Terabithia.
On DVD. When you go looking for adventure, be prepared to find more than you ever imagined.
Close your eyes, but keep your mind wide open.
Okay, I told you guys earlier that one of our films debuting on DVD really, really surprised me. And that film is the latest collaboration between Walt Disney and Walden Media, the same team that gave us The Chronicles of Narnia, Bridge to Terabithia, based on the popular late 1970s children's novel. And to be perfectly honest here, I hadn't a clue about anything regarding this movie. Wasn't even on my radar. And I thought, this is going to be like sitting through a bad straight-to-video job. But I couldn't have been more wrong. This movie is a heart-tugging, warm, sweetly dispositioned film about a young boy and girl who, despite their different upbringings and outsider status in the school they attend, become joined at the hip, inspiring and drawing upon one another. And I love the way this film balanced the friendship between Jesse and Leslie and the family life that they have to return to when playtime's over. Leslie's got busy parents, so she's pretty much left on her own, while Jesse, well, he's got three sisters to put up with and a dad that just doesn't get his son's interest in art. These subplots are very well done and very realistic. Terabithia also has a wonderful cast, including Robert Patrick, whom many of you know from Terminator 2, X-Files, and most recently Walk the Line. And like that movie, he's a gruffy dad once again. You've got the wonderful Zooey Deschanel, whom I am liking more and more every time I see her. She plays a music teacher that bonds with Jesse, nicely played by Josh Hutcherson. But as good as all these folks and others are in this movie, I have to plant a, quote, star in the making, unquote, blurb upon the fantastic Anna Sophia Robb. She plays Leslie in the movie, and it has been a long time since I've seen a performance by a young actress filled with such charisma and naturalness. She actually reminds me of a young Lindsay Lohan before she started thinking, hey, I'm Lindsay Lohan. And of course, you guys know the rest of the story post Mean Girls and so on. And in the event that Anna is listening, I'm going to tell you something, kid. If you go down that same route, I'm going to personally come to Hollywood and kick you behind, okay? That's how much I believe in your potential, young lady. So no cavorting with Brittany in Paris, all right? Hang with Mandy Moore. I mean, that girl's got some sense, you know what I mean? Anyway, let's just talk about the DVD on this one. Great, colorful, gorgeous transfer. About as close to A+ as you can get. Sound-wise, it's a winner too. Wide and expansive. And the bonus goodies are above average. You've got two commentary tracks. One with the director, teaming up with writer Jeff Stockwell and producer Hal Lieberman, which was okay. It wasn't great. It was just a little too reserved and laid back for my taste. But the second discussion, or second commentary track, rather, same thing, I guess, teaming actors Hutcherson, Rob, and producer Lauren Levine is much more vibrant, much more enjoyable. You get a strong sense of the close relationships the leads developed on the shoot. You got a lot of memories here, fun stories from the set, like one that stood out to me was the recess foot race sequence in the first part of the film, having to be shot over and over because a certain cast member kept winning when he wasn't supposed to. Anna and Josh are recalling how they had to pretend reacting to squirrels, which are pretty much non-existent in New Zealand, where the movie was shot, and how it wasn't hard for a certain cast member to make goo-goo eyes at Miss DeJanelle. I don't think I would have had a problem with that. Sign me up. Anyway, a couple of featurettes continue the extra goods. You've got Behind the Book, the themes of Bridge to Terabithia. It gives you some back history into the popularity of the book and how it's been a huge favorite of educators to demonstrate the many themes contained within, like learning how to deal with family problems, that being different from others isn't such a bad thing, how wonderful it is to form bonds with people who aren't carbon copies of ourselves, the growth from such relationships, and how imagination can take you anywhere you want to go. I was also struck by the real-life incident in author Catherine Patterson's life that inspired one of the truly emotional moments in the film. You know, a lot of times I don't feel Disney's DVD supplemental material for their current films carry a lot of weight, and most times they're about as deep as a Billy Bush interview on Access Hollywood. But this is a wonderful piece. I think a lot of you guys will find yourself watching more than once. It's really good. The second featurette, Digital Imagination, Bringing Terabithia to Life, is a more traditional featurette. I thought it could have been longer and more thought out, but it gets the job done effectively enough in 6 minutes. Finally, there's a music video for Keep Your Mind Wide Open, performed by Looky Here. It's Anna Sophia Robb, who has a nice set of pipes, I must say. She kind of sounds like Jewel to me, and while the video's kind of generic, the song has a nice folk pop vibe to it. I'm telling you guys, this is one talented kid here. And I gotta say, I'm really looking forward to seeing what she winds up in next. Again, if this movie slipped past you like it did me, or perhaps the fact that it wasn't a box office juggernaut makes you a little wary, don't be. It's become one of my favorite movies of 2007 thus far. Bridge to Terabithia, out now from Walt Disney Home Video. Open your eyes and get your wallet wide open, or something like that. Good trio of movies we just talked about here, huh? Breach, Miss Potter, and Bridge to Terabithia, and all doing quite well in sales and rentals. And for those of you that haven't gotten around to them, they'll make for great entertainment, I assure you, with the long 4th of July holiday weekend coming up. That'll be a 5-day weekend for some of you lucky people out there. Anyway, that's all the time we have for this edition of our show. But first, I want to thank Genius Products Incorporated, Walt Disney Home Video, and Universal Studios Home Entertainment for their kindness in providing all the movies I talked about today. And a huge thank you very much to the Home Theater Forum at www.hometheaterforum.com for their support. Before we go, I'd like to remind everybody that if you have any comments about the show, why don't you write me? Why don't you give us a shout out at the address, if I can spit it out here, thedvdmarquee@gmail.com. And while you're surfing about, check out our archives at www.thedvdmarquee.com. Even better, while you're there, click on the RSS symbol to subscribe to our show feed, which will send future episodes to your podcast grabber of choice once they're uploaded. But until our next edition, my time is up. I sincerely thank you for yours. And for all of us here at the DVD Marquee, I'm Jeffrey Rosato. Until we meet again, my friends. You may have missed a few shows here and there. Some of you new to the program, great place to stop by. And I'm rambling. I'm a rambling guy, you know, but the total apostrophe rambling. And I know Dern Blentstrom personally. Judd Apatow, get in touch with me. Yeah, right. Okay.